Radioactive, hosted by the lovely Mr. Damian Short and Tony Garthwaite.
Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves there from Cher, and before that, Summertime from Big Brother and the Holding Company or something. Yeah, the Holding Company, that was it, courtesy of my old chum Chris Campbell. Cheers, one that doesn't speak. He always comes up with these amazingly strange selections, but there you go. So joining us in the studio this evening, we have Abigail and Neil, who are collectively Sirens and Strings. Good evening, you all right?
Good evening.
Fine, thank you.
Good. So, obviously, you've done one of our lovely Radioactive recording sessions. How did you find it? Was it okay?
It was fine.
Excellent.
A bit early. In the morning.
Granted. Was Tony kind to you?
He was very kind.
Oh, yes, he was a good lad.
We even taped a sleeping bag to the window.
Yes.
Yeah, just for me.
Awesome. Cool.
Won't tell you why.
Never mind. It's okay. Not a problem. So, basically, could you be described as an acoustic duo? Would that be a...
I think that kind of sums it all up fairly neatly,
really. Yeah, definitely an acoustic duo.
A very good acoustic duo, I hasten to add.
Can I just say as well, it's actually Siren and Strings.
Strings. Sorry, obviously I shall beat Brian remorselessly for that. I apologise.
And the strings bit, obviously, because of the guitar.
Yes, yes.
There is only one Abbey. Yeah. The world would be a very scary place if there's more than one Abbey.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, I don't know.
So how long have you guys been going as Siren and Strings?
Well, don't ask Neil because he can't remember anything. But
it was
summer 2009.
Right, so yeah. a fairly recent incarnation then. Yeah.
2.5 years-ish.
Mm.
Is it that long?
Yeah, it is, Neil.
Does it feel like longer, Neil?
It feels like much longer, yeah.
Oh, bless. I don't know. What do you do as a band? Is it mainly covers or mainly originals? Or
It's all cover versions.
All covers.
We've kind of got little bits of ideas to do stuff, but never get around to it, so it's easier to kind of pick up a cover version. But hopefully kind of not just trying to reproduce the original, but doing something in a different form sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Taking a loud song, making it quiet, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand. That's very good. Well, I'm sure our listeners shall hear some of that shortly. So what would you say your influences have mainly been then? Or mainly are, I should say. Well, I don't know. Mainly, yeah, for this, let's say. We can talk about wider influences a little later, but certainly with Siren and Strings.
I think the influence for my guitar playing was probably... there's a guy called Jason Feddy who used to play at the Blues Bar in Harrogate.
All right.
He used to play every Sunday afternoon, and we'd basically go and drink away the Saturday hangover on a Sunday afternoon whilst he played.
And, awesome.
He was kind of... what inspired me to play acoustic guitar, really, because of his style. I always liked his style, and he was quite influenced by John Martin, I think, in the first place.
But yeah.
From a acoustic guitar point of view, I think he's probably quite a heavy influence. He lives in America now, but he does come over every so often.
I've never seen him.
Right.
No. He does play at the Blues Bar still every so often, but
very good.
Lives in America.
Very good. Am I right in thinking you're a bass player as well, aren't you?
That's how I started life, yeah. When I was about 15 years old, that's when I started playing bass then. And kind of moved away from it. I mean, I still dabble. I mean, if you're playing Fever later on, then I'm just...
I've heard him play bass. I'm a bass player, and I started when I was about, same age, well, yeah, round then. Yeah. Basically because somebody told me that I wasn't allowed to learn how to play bass, so right, okay, so I taught myself. But yes, you are a very good bass player. So.
Thank you.
There you go. Do you gig quite often then? Are you out quite a lot gigging?
Probably not.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a few more
gigs,
actually.
As prolific as we'd like to be, but, you know...
You never know if something comes with this, if people hear it. We're always open to bookings and things. But
we've got a few coming up, haven't we?
Yeah. I don't know that there's quite so much a market for acoustic duos as there is for a full band.
I don't know.
Lots of pubs around, but maybe it's just that we haven't found them, but...
it's a Leeds thing.
Is it a Leeds thing?
Is it really, yeah?
Something Leeds would like.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
Well, he's from Leeds.
Yeah, there's plenty of places in Leeds that deal just with acoustic stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm from, so...
right.
You need to tell me where they are.
Yes, I think you two need to have a little chat, don't you? Yes, indeed. Am I right in thinking you're playing at the Cricketers fairly soon?
We are, next Tuesday, the 17th of April.
Excellent. What time's that, sir?
We tend to go on about 9. and we finish about 11.
Oh, very good.
And during that
very
time, good. We do two sets.
Excellent, excellent. So people can catch you there.
Yep.
That's Tuesday, did you say?
Tuesday, the 17th of April.
Excellent, excellent.
And then a couple of weeks afterwards, we're at the Mitre in Knaresborough, which is a really nice, relaxing
place. Yes, good show. But
I
like the cricket as well. I was really surprised.
Oh, it's good there.
It's a great place, yeah. Mm. I wasn't expecting much, and I rolled up on the first time that we played, and I sort of went and I thought, what a great place this is. And loads of real ales as well.
Oh, yeah, too, right, yeah.
And I was driving, so yeah. I was massive. So I'll make sure, whenever we play now, I'll make sure I'm not driving.
Yes, very wise, very wise indeed. Yes, you should definitely all have a very good time when you're at the cricketers. It is the law.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Oh, excellent. I've done a couple of gigs there myself, and they've always been stormers. Always, always. There's always a good crowd at the cricketers.
Yeah.
So I suppose without further ado, we'd better hear a little bit about, a little bit from yourselves musically, I suppose, is probably the best way to describe it. I'm not quite sure of the title of this track. Is it Big Bad Handsome Man?
Oh, it is, yeah, Imelda May.
Ah,
I love
this
track.
Excellent. And after that, we've got Make You Feel My Love, which I believe is an Adele.
It was originally written by...
somebody else.
It was.
Bob Dylan.
Absolutely. Neil gets very upset about
fact. I hate Bob Dylan since she conned me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's a beautiful song.
Hey, as long as you don't wheel out any Leonard Cohen, you know.
I don't think there's any chance of that.
Good, good. Right, no worries. So, without further ado, Siren and Strings.